Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
Never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We found out that Myles Garrett has, obviously we know he's on the market, or at least wants to be on the market, and we know his odds from my friends in the desert, Daryl. And if you look at my the odds, Commanders are at the top, plus 350. Eagles, Browns, Bills, Lions as to where he would go.
Would it be... Wrong of me to ask where you may or may not have put some money?
Oh, no. I didn't place any bets on this.
Disappointing.
Yeah. It is. In a weird way, you're right. These are the bets I should be placing
a
bunch of money on. I don't have a great read for this with Myles yet. I really don't.
Because he may not even be traded.
Well, that's the big part. Like, there's a lot of my belief that the Browns just aren't going to go ahead and give him what he wants.
If there's one thing I'm looking forward to come from the combine next week, it is how Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry handle the litany of questions they're going to get about Myles Garrett. I fully anticipate the answers to be short, sweet, to the point of, we're not trading Myles Garrett.
Or will they just say something like, we're not here to talk about Myles Garrett, we're only going to talk about the combine and the draft prospects?
Yeah, I don't think
they'll hit us with that, or will they actually address it?
I think that the company line, for lack of a better phrasing there, I think the company line is going to be, we're not trading Myles Garrett.
See, because the company line is interesting if they continue to go back to that.
He's under contract for two more years, and we're not trading him.
That'll be a big conversation, just that in and of itself, because they have the option if they want to. I mean, it's them. They can do whatever they want.
Meanwhile, at St. Elmo's at like 12 o'clock at night, all the trades will be worked out.
You hear that, Mac? St. Elmo's, 12 o'clock, shrimp cocktail. Who do you have to go ahead and butter up to get some of the inside information?
I'm writing it down right now.
Thank you very much. Mac will be at the combine. We'll have Mac on. And Mac, when you get on, the only thing I want to know is, like, did you hobnob with Andrew Berry and get the inside scoop?
I'll keep an eye out.
You know what? How about this?
Also keep an eye out for the Browns alumni party.
Well, hold on. All right, well,
duly noted.
That might be a good party to get yourself into.
Oh, it's a great party to get into.
Why don't we have you, like, dress up as a server or something, and then, you know, just kind of be, like, serving Andrew Berry drinks all night and just, like, happen to overhear some conversations? Maybe that's how that goes down? Because you're not invited to the table with Andrew Berry, but maybe, just maybe, you can be the busboy for the night.
You're trying to have the Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Trying to get some information out of it?
Be Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11, yes.
Sure.
Okay. Why not? Do whatever you got to do. But the idea, I think you're right, Daryl, in that if they say something, it'll just be company line.
Someone's got to stalk Andrew during the combine. It's not going to be me, so it might as well be you.
But the idea here is that I really do think the end result is just going to be Andrew Berry saying exactly what we're thinking. And I think if you got him a little sauced up and everything at 1 o'clock in the morning, I think he'd say the exact same thing. I think he's got no intention of trading Myles Garrett. What's interesting, though, is that we found out, Daryl, that the Bills have contacted the Browns. And the Bills have inquired about Myles Garrett. And according to all sorts of Bills reporters, this is what's out there. The idea that they've contacted the Browns, they're very interested in Myles Garrett. And if you read anything that comes from the Bills side of things, the Bills are in Delulu land right now. They believe that they're either getting Myles Garrett or they're getting Joey Bosa as a backup. That's where the Bills fan is at right now. And I understand why the Bills came off a season where they made it to the AFC title game. Josh Allen played what I believe to be the very best season we've ever seen Josh Allen play football, and it got him peanuts.
And they view him, Miles, as the missing piece, right?
Well, and think about it. They don't have forever with Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen is the same size as Cam Newton, and he uses his legs like Cam Newton did. And like, there's going to be a time where Josh Allen's game is going to have to be just Josh Allen throwing the ball, which is still good, but Josh Allen's knees are going to look like scrambled eggs sooner than later. The effective part of Josh Allen's game where he can run out, make some noise with his legs is going to cease to exist 2-3 years from now. Probably already should have started to go downhill in that regard.
Very few things when it comes to the Browns surprise me. Trading Miles to the Bills might shock me because I can't imagine that the Browns would want to send Miles to a team that they would have to go through to get to a Super Bowl. Not to say that the Browns are in that ballpark right now. I'm just, if they trade Miles Garrett, it's going to be one of two locations. Football Siberia or an NFC team.
We're locked up.
Yeah, you're not trading him to another AFC team, let alone an AFC contender.
But what I find fascinating about that discussion, though, is that if we're convinced that the Browns aren't going to be much of a team in the next couple years, why are we so scared about him landing in Buffalo?
I'm not saying my preference or what.
If Buffalo gives you the best package, do you take the best package available?
I would. I have no problem.
Or do you put what you put into the equation right there? And I want to hear from you guys on this. 216-474-0092. How much of what the trade package is going to have to be in consideration here? We don't have much inside information about who has contacted the Browns about Miles Garrett. But one thing we know now with certain is the Bills have at least dialed up the phone number and gotten contact with the Browns.
I don't care if they trade him to the Chiefs. I don't care if they trade him to the Bills. The Browns are light years away from being on that level.
Okay.
So personally, I don't care. But what I don't care about doesn't mesh with, I think, what the Browns care about.
You think they'll take a look at it like this is the AFC and these are the top dogs and we can't do it?
In their own delusions that they're close. A 3-14 franchise right now believes they're close.
Yeah.
They believe they can be a playoff team this coming season, mm-hmm, here in 2025.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have some of what they're having, but I like to live in reality. They're not close. Okay? They're not nearly as close as they think they are. And that's why I said earlier in the show, they need to have an honest look in the mirror and have an honest talk with themselves about where they really are. You won 3 games last year. Your roster isn't that good.
Yeah.
You have a 3-win roster.
Yeah.
And it's more than just quarterback is your problem. Yes, it's an issue. It needs to be addressed. It's needed to be addressed since 99. We all know that. You've had 40 different starters. None of them have stuck. Baker's the closest you came to it. Got 53 games out of the guy. Got a playoff appearance out of him, right? Decided to move on. Fine. But making an impulsive trade for Deshaun Watson and giving him the contract with all the baggage that he came with, that blew up in their face. They, mm-hmm, have to deal with it, right?
Right.
So they're more than just a quarterback away here. It's not a they draft Cam Ward or they draft Shedeur Sanders and they're ready to take off. So I don't care where they trade Miles Garrett if they trade him. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I mean, clearly,
because from my standpoint, by the time the Browns get back to where fans deserve them to be, mm-hmm, and that's competing in the playoffs every year, by the time they get there, Miles Garrett's going to be ready to be fitted for his gold jacket, in my view.
Yeah, and that's why I wondered if we just make too big of a deal about where he actually goes. Because my initial thought and reaction was you can't trade him to an AFC team. You can't do it.
Why not? Who cares?
Well, I guess the only thing you'd be preserving is the idea that if you think Shedeur or Cam Ward or if you take a quarterback could be Jaden Daniels, well, then you'd love when the Commanders started going to the NFC title game this year, you'd love to have not gone ahead and given him a bunch of weapons in the process.
If Andrew Berry... Let's do hypothetical.
Yeah, we've been down.
We have been doing the Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, why is Daryl not on board, right?
Well, you're starting to be on board with Cam Ward. We should let the record show.
I wouldn't be shocked if that's a pick.
You're getting your feet wet.
So here we go. Let's say Andrew Berry, in the exit interview and whatever subsequent conversations that have happened with Berry and the Browns,
yeah,
about the future of this team, because Miles is on Radio Row willing to talk to anyone willing to listen, We're not aligned. Front office and I are not aligned on the immediate future of this football team, where they're at, where they're going. Not aligned, right? Which means whatever plans Andrew Berry pitched to Miles, hey, we're going to draft Cam Ward with the second pick in the draft if he's there, or we're going to draft Shedeur Sanders with the second pick in the draft if he's there, right? You would think, from Miles' standpoint, oh, all right, we got a franchise quarterback coming. You know what? Fine. What other plans we got to
No, but to that's, not what, he, that's not what he said at the Super Bowl, though.
But hang on. What other plans you got to tighten things up? The point is that whatever plan Andrew Berry gave to Miles, Miles was like, yeah, no, I'm good.
No, but that could have been drafting a quarterback because Miles explicitly said at the Super Bowl he liked the Commanders because he liked a quarterback that was already done and already built and already and great, not a quarterback that you had to question whether or not they could be.
And that's my point. That he doesn't believe in their plan.
Sure, sure. But the question here is whether or not you would send him to a team that is in your conference and could be a roadblock. I mean, listen, they didn't hesitate in sending Amari Cooper.
I'm not worried about roadblocks because I don't think there are any roadblocks right now.
Think about it for a second, though. They didn't hesitate in sending Amari Cooper to the Bills.
Right.
At all. Would they hesitate to go ahead and send Myles Garrett to what is a team that was in the AFC title game last year, a guy that just won league MVP and is going to be a thorn in the side of everyone in the AFC for the next decade?
I would love him to go to the Bills because I have been rooting for the Bills to win a Super Bowl for like the last decade. I would love to see them. I'd love to see. I always root for teams.
Well, the Lions are on this list too, by the way. I'm sure a team that you root for as well. Send them to the Lions. They're in the NFC at least. You don't have to worry about that. What happens if we all of a sudden hit and start competing?
I root for two things. I root for history to be made, and I root for the underdogs, the folks that haven't been there in a while.
Sure.
The droughts.
Sure.
And the droughts, right? I love those stories. So I would love to see the Lions win a Super Bowl. I'd love to see the Bills win the Super Bowl. It'd be nice if the Browns could just field a team that, I don't know, could go 500 more than once every 8 years. Because that's they've had three or four winning seasons since 99.
Right, right.
In 26 seasons, 22 of them have been losing seasons, and 18 of those 22 have seen them lose double-digit games. It's obscene how feckless, weak, and just flat-out incompetent that franchise has been since coming back in the NFL. It hasn't mattered the regime. It hasn't mattered the coach. Hasn't mattered the coordinators. Hasn't mattered the...
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Quarterbacks, they're terrible pretty much every year, with the occasional we get the, you know, the sprinkle in You know, maybe they win 8 or 9 games, or they get into the playoffs.
Sure, like, but will the Browns operate as if they're going to be bad for the next 3, 4, 5 years? Are they going to operate as if they're one of these teams that it is going to dead cat bounce back and be competitive? Because if you believe that you're going to be competitive, then you do take a lesser offer and you trade them to somewhere that is in the NFC. You trade them to somewhere that isn't
close.
The Bills.
I honestly believe that they think
if you think you're close, then you have to at least acknowledge what Josh Allen is and what giving Myles Garrett to Josh Allen can do.
I know, and that's why I don't think he'll go to the Bills.
I mean, he might be the skeleton key when it comes to figuring out how to beat the Chiefs if you're Buffalo.
I think Myles ends up either in Washington or Detroit if he's traded.
216-474-0092. I got one more team I don't want him to end up on, by the way, and it is not a team in the AFC. John up next on The Fan. What's up, John? Yo, John. Hey.
Yeah. I think we're still just a quarterback away. I mean, you know, we're talking about Flacco a year ago, right? You know, if we keep Miles, of course, you know, the defense is the thing that keeps our team going. But, you know, I mean, without Miles, yeah, we have no defense. But, you know, with Miles, we're great. And then, you know, you put an A quarterback in there, you're good, except for, you know, the people we've been having lately.
All right, John, thanks for the call. Daryl is not anywhere close to that logic. I'm not anywhere really close to that logic either. Even though I want them to take a quarterback, I think we can acknowledge that they're more than just a quarterback away.
They are definitely more than a quarterback away.
And we don't need to beat up on that one for another few minutes. Josh in Streetsboro, what's up, Josh?
Hey, to piggyback off that last caller, I think we do need a quarterback, obviously, but we need the weapons to give them too. So let's say Myles Garrett comes to the front office and says, I like quarterback X, and they're available at 2 for us. Well, then I think we should consider keeping Myles, because the quarterback that he is interested in would be there for us to take possibly. And then, yes, surround him with a running back probably in the draft, and definitely another receiver or two, and I think that's a good way to start.
All right.
Might want to throw some tackles in there too.
216-474-0092. It's never a bad idea. I'll tell you that. Never a bad idea. But
might want to think about keeping the quarterback in one piece before you worry about who's the running back.
Are the Bills off the board for you? What we know right now is that the Bills called the Browns up in a request for Myles Garrett. We don't know what the trade compensation or anything that was given back and forth was, but the Bills reporters have been tweeting about what has happened and what has transpired here. It's the only team that I can say on the record we have all, but basically, I would wonder if you're like a Lions fan right now. You're like, wait, where's Detroit? Why haven't they called up and gotten on the phone as well? But does it come down to best package available the Browns can get, or do they have to take the trade team into consideration? Because if you give them to Josh Allen, Josh Allen may not look back. And if all of a sudden you have this thing turned around, you might be in a world of pain based off of your own doing. 216-474-0092. We'll continue on. What did Amy Trask have to say about Myles Garrett as well? That and more Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan. Right now we're talking about the reports out of Buffalo that suggest that the Bills have reached out to the Browns about Myles Garrett. We don't know what the trade compensation is. We don't know what they're asking, but the question has been pretty simple. Like, is there a team that when you hear the Browns say they're taking a phone call on him, you think not a chance in hell? And how does the trade package get influenced off of that? Can the Browns be in a position, Daryl, where they can tell the Bills, thanks but no thanks? We understand you're offering 2 firsts, Greg Russo, and a third, but we're going to have to go with the Commanders because we want to potentially play in an AFC title game, and we don't want to go ahead and play Myles Garrett.
I'm on the record. I don't care where they trade Myles Garrett to, as long as it's the best compensation. That's what matters to me. Because I don't look at this Browns roster with rose-colored glasses at all. I don't think they're close. I think there's some retooling that needs to happen. They still have to find the quarterback. Whether they go against my beliefs of what they should do and take one of these two guys at number two, then they look, if you take one of these two guys at two, you better make it work.
Yeah.
You better be committed to Stefanski and allowing, you know, Tommy Rees and Bill Musgrave to do their thing, to develop this kid, right? You better be committed to the bit. But as we know, the Browns don't always commit to the bit.
Well, I think there'll be little signs to whether or not they really believe that they're going to be a competitive team over the next couple years. And I wonder if the Myles Garrett trade will be a part of that. Like, if they swerve away and go to the Commanders and we find out later on the Bills' offer was much higher or right. much better, then it will be one of those moments where, yeah, they believe they can compete and they wanted to avoid Josh Allen being able to get over that hump that he's not been able to get over.
Well, I think Myles can help them get to where they want to go as well.
What do you mean by that?
By being traded, to give them the assets that they need to fill in the holes with the roster. They already have four. I think it's four or five of the top 103 picks in the draft this
yeah.
year.
Yeah, we got 13 total after
right.
the compensatory.
So, three of those four players need to hit, okay? I think that's fair to say. Would you agree?
That's a high ask. I mean,
you've got the second pick. The 33rd pick, you better make them hit. Sorry, I'm not interested in excuses. You've had your program here as a front office for now 6 years.
Yeah.
This is...
Now, Andrew Berry's got to show us he can do this.
Right.
He can do the drafting thing it's put that he's not been able to show us.
It's put up or shut up time, right?
Yeah.
So, I was about to say something else that my grandma used to say. Can't say that on the radio.
Easy, Grandma.
But...
get that ass.
He's...
It's my
not
birthday.
It was not that.
it's for my birthday.
It absolutely was not that either.
I love the Nick drops, by the way. I got to say, I miss the big guy. I'll see him tomorrow. We haven't seen each other in a week or so. I'm having a lot of fun with you today, Daryl. And
you're,
I had a lot of fun yesterday
with
Jake.
You're going through Nick withdrawal.
Holy cannoli.
I don't know what any of this has to do about the conversation we're having, but it is funny.
All right, Amy
so
Trask.
We're all going to die in Nick's fat.
There we go. Amy Trask was on Baskin and Phelps earlier today talking about Myles Garrett. Here we go.
I would do absolutely anything and everything I could do to convince him that he wants to stay. Not that he has to stay, but I would try to find ways to convince him that he wants to stay. I would work with him collaboratively. I would address the concerns he has. I would bring everything I could, and I would say, help us rebuild this team. Help us build this team in the manner you wish it to be, such that you want to stay. Myles Garrett is an asset to that team. He's a tremendous player. And by the way, the more pressure on the quarterback, the easier it is for the secondary. You got to try to find a way to convince him he wants to stay.
I think it's interesting. Like, yeah, Myles, help us construct the team.
Help us help you. Help me help you.
But I wonder if Myles would... The problem with the roster right now is Myles looks at the roster and doesn't see this is what you have to do to get right. I think he looks at the roster right now and thinks this thing is a flaming dumpster. It is on fire. There's no helping it. I can't...
Right.
We are past the point of fixing it.
Right.
The house is on fire. Yeah, great. The fire truck showed up. It's got water. It's pouring it on, but you're too deep into this. The house is lost already. And I think that's how Myles looks at it. So I don't know that just being like, hey, help us construct the roster into your best dreams is going to be something that would get Myles to commit, because in his eyes, this is too far gone.
Yeah. I mean, Amy is one of my favorite people in the business. I have tremendous respect for her. And she is right. I'm not arguing against her point, but I think that conversation's already been had, and Myles is like, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, he's like, there's no easy way to do this. John and Men are up next. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Either way the Browns go with Myles Garrett, they lose, because, you know, Myles, the real reason, let's be all honest with ourselves, Myles wants a big contract. He's going to want an extension, and the Browns can't give him one, because they don't have the money, okay? So they're going to have to trade him. They're going to have no choice but to trade him, because he's not coming back. They're going to trade him to probably Buffalo and get 27, 28 pick for the next 2 years in the first round, if they get the first round pick. The Browns have so many holes, and Daryl, you're right. They don't have a running back. They have a tight end that's injury prone. He's injured every year. He misses several games. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Their defense was absent last year. Their secondary was horrible. Horrible. They gave up the most longest passing plays, I think, in the NFL last year. If they weren't the most, they were pretty close to being the most.
No, they were the worst.
They have so many problems. It's not even funny. So, Haslam, 3-14, any other coach would have fired these two guys. Any other owner would have fired these two guys in most cases. The reason why they didn't get fired is because Haslam wanted Deshaun Watson. period. He wanted him. I don't think these two guys wanted him. I really don't. I think he signed off on it, and that's why they're still here. So now we're going to get all these picks for Myles Garrett, and who's going to pick him? A guy who can't make draft picks. So
right.
We're in trouble. It's another rebuild, and we're not going to be good for another 4 or 5 more years at least, if not longer. So get used to it, guys. Either way they go, they lose. Either way. If Myles stays, they lose because they can't control him under the cap. They can't bring other players in to help because they gave it all to Myles. Or if they trade him and get the picks, they're not going to be able to pick the right people because they have it. The history has proven that they can't make draft picks.
Yeah, so, John, I mean, I see what you're saying, and I appreciate the call, man. It's tough. I mean, who wants to play a choose-your-own-adventure book, Daryl, where the option A takes you to your own death and option B takes you to your own death, but it just does it a little bit slower? You know, I mean, jeez.
So you want two to the chest or one to the forehead?
I mean, my goodness. That's basically what he's asking me there. It's like every road we take is just, what are we doing here? Every road we take leads to us sucking. I can't believe that. I can't believe that's true.
Well, 141, 278, and 1 with 40 different starting quarterbacks since 1999. I understand why he feels the way he does.
For sure.
I mean, the franchise has beaten their fans down, and it's, I mean, they ought to, they're really, really lucky that after what this organization has put these fans through over the last 26 seasons, that the fans still care as much as they do.
And they do. It's great fans for a reason, because they do. They absolutely care. We talk to them every single day. We hear from them every single day. Like, get in all these conversations about Myles Garrett and everything in between.
I mean, I don't want to say that they take him for granted, but the results on the field make me feel that way.
All right, leave that there. We're coming back. 216-474-0092. Does the NBA have a negativity problem? And Daryl's going to fix a part of my life that I didn't even know needed to be fixed. It's Daryl Ryder. It's John and the Beatle. An afternoon drive right here in the Fed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.